Interview chair is State Representative Prasad Srinivasan, running for governor, seeking the GOP gubernatorial nomination. As always, welcome to Brad and Dan.
Thank you very much. Good to be back here, Brad and Dan. I'm looking forward to our conversation this morning.
A lot of publicity.
Well, and for people who don't know, you were, and you're still in the legislature, but you were in the legislature also when the vote came up in 2013 in the aftermath of Sandy Hook for more gun control, and right. You voted in favor of that, correct?
Right. Absolutely. You got the record right. Absolutely right.
And what caused this latest stir, you said, was if you had it to do all over again, you wouldn't have voted that way. Talk about that.
I'll definitely talk about that, and that is a misinterpretation.
Okay.
That's where all of this confusion or misinterpretation has begun. What was brought about is, if you remember the bill, and I'm sure you remember that very well as I do, there were three parts to that important bill, very important parts. All three to me were very important. Tougher, stricter gun control, no question about that. That was the bulk of the bill. That was the meat of the bill, A. But along with that, the two parts for which I was a champion for, and those two parts were, number one, is going to be increased school security, education, where training, all of the above that goes into making our schools more secure. That was a part of that bill. Very important, very critical, adequate funding, all of that would go into that particular bill. Now, fast forward to where we are in 2017, now into 2018. What has happened to that part of the bill? Nothing, absolutely nothing. And that is the part that I'm so upset about. So when you're talking about what is different in the vote, it's not just an overall vote that you're talking about. In that part, and I'm sure you read it, and we've all seen that, the school security with the survey was done. Less than 50% of our schools in that state have complied. For whatever be the reason, is it because they complied, but they didn't go all the way? They didn't have the funding? Where did the funding come from? Regardless of that, our schools have not We have not implemented as a state what we passed, and that to me is a huge concern.
Because the current is coming out saying, and this is how they reported it, that if, and it's never going to happen, this is such a hypothetical thing,
correct,
but if a bill passed the legislature that recommended repealing the laws that were passed in 2013, you wouldn't veto that bill. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct. So I want to make sure the record is straight. And people say I flip-flop, I'm changing here. No, I'm very clear of what I said. The part that you talked about, you're absolutely right on when you talked about a hypothetical situation. They bring this up, obviously, because they want to get you into a corner. They want you to say yes or no. You have only 1 second, yes or no, and move on. No, it is not a question of that. My priority, when I become the next governor in 2019 for our state, is going to revive Connecticut and make it prosperous again. I have said that over and over again. I said that in CCDL when I was interviewed there. I was there for about an hour in their one of their meetings not too long ago. I said that in my interview. I said, for me, what is the prayer? And remember, my conversation, also you've got to put it in time, in the timeline, my conversation with the Hartford Courant, with the reporter, happened before Florida. Not that it makes any difference, but I'm the important part you got to remember. The focus at that particular point was we had horrific what happened in Connecticut as far as Sandy Hook is concerned. No question about that. We had the toughest gun laws. We are the second toughest gun laws in the entire nation. We are number two. We're right behind California. So we already have the laws in the book. In any law-abiding citizen, we have already done what we need to do. What we have not done is to those who are mentally ill and those who are criminals.
Now, I want to ask you, would you support President Trump in his latest campaign? Would you support President Trump on the gun issue? He believes that in schools, that would be able to help a tremendous amount of time if that ever happened. If those that were in school, many of them trained, if they had to use a gun. Would you be for that?
you know, I think it's a conversation, very, very important conversation for us to have right now. And I would definitely be, hopefully, be involved in that piece of the conversation, being a candidate for governor and making important decisions on behalf of our state, on behalf of our citizens. The two parts that were mentioned that I'm aware of that just came off, obviously, hot off the press, A, is going to be the, you know, the, whether we are going to have teachers, you know, or armed personnel in the school, in terms of, is this one choice is given? And the other one I also thought was whether they should be in a voluntary basis or it should be mandatory. Right. You know, so those are the two parts of the equation that we need to study. We need to look at. People need to be comfortable in what they're doing. Of course, I mean, as you can imagine, the argument that are we going to convert the schools into fortresses? Are we going to make it in such a way this is not a place of free education? But we need to make sure that our children are safe. We need to make sure when those kids get on the school bus first thing in the morning, and that they're all, each and every one of them in our state and in the nation, are coming back home safe. That is very important. What is the, what are the priorities, whether it be state or the federal government? Public safety. That is one of the priorities of what we all need to do. So what is needed so that our public, our residents, our children, our future, our treasures are safe, are very, very critical. So would I be looking into that and see what kind of, what do we need to move forward? The answer is yes.
Why is it that in the end, people don't want to do this? And you take a look at the latest survey now.
Right.
The latest survey that just hit, and I want to tell you, it's almost tied.
Right.
It's almost tied.
Right, right. Yeah. And to me, if, you know, we've got to, whether it is through arming the teachers or the other people who are in the school security, that we have their whatever way we want them, but we need to make our schools safer. No question about that at all.
Representative,
that to me is the first part of the bill.
Okay.
Going back to the bill, I know we'll come back. I wanted to address.
Terrific. I know we do have a traffic update, Brad.
Okay, and here's Cindy. Cindy, good morning. Good morning again. And how does it look? And by the way, our traffic brought to you by Bouvier Insurance, great insurance company. And I'm sure many of you listening to me already do business with Bouvier. Cindy, what's it look like out there as far as the roads are concerned?
Brad, we had a crash clear at 84 East right by exit 46. Another accident wrapped up on 91 North just past the Route 40 connector in North Haven, where you're seeing some slowdown southbound side of 91, Windsor Avenue into I-84. 2 westbound gets busy into the Founders Bridge. 9 North slows through the Arrigoni Bridge stoplights. No major problems on Wilbur Cross Parkway. And 291 is flowing all right into the Bissell Bridge span. This report is brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council. When danger is imminent, will you be prepared? Now, many mobile devices can bring you critical information from local sources you trust. Learn more at ready.gov/alerts. I'm Cindy Waitman, back at 8:34 with your next traffic check on the Talk of Connecticut.
It is 18 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock, and thank you, Cindy. You know, my friends, when the time comes for you to purchase a memorial for a loved one, I've got a question for you. Would you rather speak with a commission salesperson or with the person who is actually going to design and manufacture that memorial? The answer is obvious, don't you think? And that's why you need to call the wonderful family team at Zocco Memorials. No matter if you're Catholic, Jewish, Protestant, Zocco Memorials proudly serves all faiths, and the person that you consult with will be directly involved in the creation of your memorial. And you won't believe the quality and beauty of their finished products. Your loved one, don't you think, deserves something worthy of their memory? I'm sure you'll agree with me. Zocco may not be the biggest place around, but I'll tell you something, they are definitely the best. Zocco Memorials on Blue Hills Avenue in Bloomfield, or online at zoccomemorials.com. Zocco Memorials, creating a lasting memory. Dan?
Okay, Brad, back with State Representative Prasad Srinivasan, and the Hartford Courant had a blistering editorial. Let me just share one piece of it. First, the headline, a candidate turns his back on children, and then the Courant wrote, Prasad Srinivasan, a Republican state legislator and gubernatorial candidate, has shown his true colors as an opportunist who cares more for political advancement than for the citizens and children of the state of Connecticut. Now, the Courant printed your rebuttal today on the editorial page, but what specifically upset you about the Hartford Courant editorial?
Because they misinterpreted and said things that were not right. And that to me was the reason I was so upset with the way it was presented. They talked about my turning my back on children. And I don't get that. I don't get that at all. That I'm absolutely flabbergasted at the preposterous allegation that I turned my back on children when I've been drumming the beat on two important issues, school security. We need to fund them. We need to educate the people who are in the school system how to be safe. That is what I've been drumming. And then to be told, or to be written, I mean, here, that I'm turning my back on children. I'm a pediatrician. I'm a pediatric allergist, you know. I take care of children all that. Of course, I take care of adults as well. But, you know, but children are who we take care in our practice for 38 years. I'm a physician first, remember, for 1975. So to be told, as a pediatrician, it is not hitting you, but hitting you far below the belt. And that, to me, was very unacceptable. That's what got me so angry and upset about that, because I have been a champion on this bill saying that we've got to make sure that we fund school, A. B, mental health. You know, I serve in public health. You know, till yesterday, I was a ranking member in public health, and I don't know if you heard this news, but I've reached out to my leadership, and I want to make sure that the transition happens in a right, meaningful way, and it should be seamless like it is in my practice. I've already have, you know, started in my practice. New doctors, APRN, are joining my practice. Why? Because when I step out of my practice, hopefully I will for the next 4 years, I want to make it seamless. I want to make sure my patients are taken care of. My children in my practice are adequately taken care of. And come November, I step out and somebody else comes in. No, same thing in the legislature. I went to my leadership and said, hey, let's train the next member in public health on the Republican side.
So you left that committee?
No, oh, no? I'm sitting next to my ranking member, okay, side by side, okay, so that I'm able to coach him as we move forward. Gotcha. Because I'm not seeking this position.
Right.
You know, when I joined the legislature and I became the ranking member, I was very fortunate. Okay. The previous member still serves in the legislature.
Right.
So I could always go back and say, hey, Representative Perullo, how about this, how about that? But that's not going to happen to the next guy because I'm not going to be there in the legislature. Hope I'll be in the building, in the next building. But not in the legislature.
Okay, let
so
me ask you this.
That's how thoughtful I am. That's how planned I am. And to be told that school security, children are not what you care for, you're doing it for political, that to me was extremely upsetting, unacceptable.
Below the belt.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Now, let me ask you this. Are our schools in Connecticut safer today after Sandy Hook than they were before Sandy Hook?
Yes. Yes, and the reason is because we have the toughest gun laws. We have them. So we have the toughest gun laws. Have we done enough? The answer is no. And once again, the other drum that I beat, and rightfully so, is the question of when you pass legislation and hopefully implement, which we didn't, as far as school
security.
Well,
what should we do to make schools even safer?
That to me is the dialogue that we need to have, and it is, Christian, are we going to be going all the way out and saying, should we be giving arms to our teachers, to the others who work in the school? Should they be adequately trained? Should we have guard personnel in school? Wait, if we feel that it is inappropriate for teachers to be armed, it's a conversation.
I'm sure you saw the story.
Why is it inappropriate if it's going to save lives?
No,
if we've got teachers that want to train,
correct,
and already have been trained,
right,
they come from that background,
right,
in the service, let's
right
say,
right,
What is wrong with it? No. I don't understand.
And I agree with you 100%. There's nothing wrong with that at all. If you volunteer, you meaning a teacher,
yes.
If you or somebody says, you know what, I'm a teacher. My primary goal is to teach. But security of those children is equally important. We want to make sure these kids get back home safely. And for that, if a teacher is ready, trained, adequately trained, and is able to carry an arm, and that's a proposition that I would want to look at, be engaged in that conversation. I would support that, no question about that at all, because school security is important, and yes,
Teachers Union is dead set against it.
I'm well aware about that, and that's whom we need to convince. We need to sit down with them. There's always going to be two either sides of the aisle. But
like to see teachers armed, or at least have some kind of armed personnel in schools concealed?
Yes, absolutely. For me, whether it is teachers or it is security people out in the school, some form of increased security. We need to get in. And we passed that. That's exactly what was passed. And I'm sure you read that. In this legislative session, there was a talk of doing a task force to see, did we implement that law correctly? To me, it's ridiculous. Our kids go to school every day, and you're going to do a task force and come back with a report of a task force in January or February or November later this year? To me, doesn't make any sense.
You know what happens?
We need school security today.
You know what happens? What happens is everybody talks the good game. Everybody. And the next thing you know, in a few months, a year, or 2 years, another situation just like the one that just happened. So where are we going? When are we going to get tough and say, this is it, the kids are going to live, they're not going to die?
Right now, as your next governor, for me, public safety, and I'm saying this to you today, and I will make sure that I will not only talk, but I will walk that talk. And make sure that in my administration, we put emphasis, not only by saying that we're going to do this, put the money, and make sure we implement that as well. And how are we going to do that? You're going to ask, oh, Doc, where's the money? Where are you going to do that? Well, I'm not going to be bailing out cities. I'm not going to be giving money to cities just because we bail them out. I'm not going to be spending on stadiums. I'm not going to be spending money in areas. I'm going to address the inefficiencies that we have in the state, whether it be agencies, number one. They will all have, as you know, zero-based budgeting, which will save us millions of dollars, which will be siphoned off in the right direction. Public safety. Our children need to be safe. Our children need to be secure. Our families, our parents need to be sure that they see the child back at the end of the day, every day.
Prasad, we're running out of time talking with State Representative and gubernatorial candidate Prasad Srinivasan. The legislature is going to vote, because they're working on legislation now, as you know, to ban bump stocks and ghost guns. How will you vote on that?
Well, before we get to that for the final word, I think we need to, you know, it is just a concept that has been raised. I serve on Judiciary Committee, so I'm well aware of that. So both the bump stocks have been raised, ghost guns have been raised, and actually, I'm sure you saw that also, that some of the members asked, what is a ghost stock, right? So it's too early to say, where are we going to be there? I think we've got to work in that. We're going to go through due process, find out what it is. But just, we also need to be sure.
But we know what bump stocks are. How do you feel about bump stocks? They're going to propose banning bump stocks. How would you vote?
Let's look at, we have the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms down in D.C. They have been given the charge to review this and come back with a recommendation for us what it is about bump stocks.
Yeah, but it's what you feel in your gut. Yeah. What do you feel?
And number two, once again, it is a feel-good legislation. That's what it is. Because what you can do, and I'm sure you know that now, I'm becoming more and more an expertise on the subject matter, with a rubber band, or with just the loop of your belt, I'm not even talking about a belt, you can convert any handgun into an automatic, you know, speeding up that way, number one. So you could ban all that you want, but look at what a rubber band can do, a loop of a belt can do, number one. And number two, remember, we've already restricted the number number of rounds. We are allowed only 10 rounds in a row. So you already have restricted what you can use, and that's a law. That we're not going to change. It is a feel-good legislation.
Representative, we're out of time. As always, a pleasure. Thanks for joining us.
Good. You're welcome. You're welcome. I think when I come here, your 20 minutes looks to me like 2 minutes. You know? I don't know what you do
we're
to the clock.
We
just talk. We're so energized.
We need some rubber bands to extend the program.
I'll bring them next time.
All right.
God bless you.
Thank you.
Coming up to 8:30 in the morning. Don't go away, my friends. We will be right back.
Fox News Radio.